The story of Mary, a young woman in Galilee, has inspired many people throughout the ages. We are told that she was engaged to a man named Joseph, but that during this engagement she was visited by the Holy Spirit in the form of angels. What happened to her was what still happens to many people when the Holy comes so close. When we are open to hearing God's voice, we are changed. How we live and perceive our role in life becomes very different. People who see our change won't always understand it, unless perhaps they have experienced something similar themselves. Mary's world turned upside down. Spirit moved into her life and invited her into an adventure with God. An adventure that would impact a whole world. Spirit said, "Look around you. Others have been invited on the journey." With the example of her much older cousin Elizabeth, who was also expecting a child. I wonder what the gossips would say about these two women who embraced the call of the Spirit to be and do something different. She's too old to have a baby. What was she thinking? Not even married and pregnant, young people today, they have no shame. But when we look carefully at the story, that we know we mostly hear from a patriarchal society, we see that there is more to be heard. The one who becomes a mother very late in life rejoices in the gift that has been given. Moving from one disgrace, that of being childless, to another, a mother at her age, doesn't stop the faith of Elizabeth. In fact, it appears to make her stronger. She doesn't seem to care any longer what the neighbors say. The Holy visited her, she accepted the gift, and appeared to revel in being different by God. Then there is the one who becomes a mother before she was married. A story that is echoed in every generation because marriage isn't how babies are made. This one welcomes the challenge of the Holy to be the mother of a child of great potential that will shake up the world. This one not only rejoices but sings out loud of this new role she finds herself in. As we look more carefully, we see in both of these women courage and strength and power. They both know that suddenly they are living in ways that do not follow tradition, do not follow the rules. They both know that no matter how they engage in this opportunity, there will be people who judge, who stand back, who want to punish them for being different. But they don't back down. They meet with each other and loudly speak of how God has engaged them in a new life. The Holy changes them and they embrace the change. We hear Mary's voice raised in song, and she not only gives thanks for what has happened to her, but also acknowledges that God's presence in the world turns all things upside down. The prideful are scattered, the powerful lose their power. The people who have the least will have the most. These words of a young girl with the open eyes of faith call those around her to look at how they are living their faith. With a sense of defiance, she says, "This is how God has invited me into God's story. Will you listen?" She's not sad. She is excited and joyful to be part of God's possibility. For many years, people looked at Mary and saw a young, quiet woman meekly accepting the circumstances she found herself in. Now, we might look at these words and see a woman of courage, of strength, willing to take on a world to make it right. We might wonder whether part of the courage and faith that grew in Jesus could have come from the influence of his mom. There is a Christmas song called Mary Did You Know? Many of us may know it. Written by Mark Lowry, it begins with these words. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. This beautiful song tells us of Mary looking at her baby without any notion of what lies ahead. And in it, Mary's voice is silent. I came across another version with lyrics written by Jennifer Henry. Mary, did you know that your ancient words would still leap off our pages? Mary, did you know that your spirit song would echo through the ages? Did you know that your holy cry would be subversive word? That the tyrants would be trembling when they know your truth is heard. In this version, Mary's influence on our faith stories is clearly named. Her words invite us into God's story. It is her courage that speaks through the ages and asks us to jump into God's world with joy and commitment. The Magnificat is Mary's song of joy because God, through most unconventional means, invited her to bring the holy into the world. On this day when we look for God's joy in the world, I invite us to hear Mary's voice, urging us on to offer what we can in our words, in our actions, to bring peace into God's world. When God calls to us in unexpected times and places, do we respond with joy and thanksgiving?